transgender convict moved out of California women's prison after being indicted for rape. By Amy Furr on June 3, 2024. A convict who is a man living as a woman has been transferred out of a women's prison in California after being indicted for raping a woman in the shower. A criminal complaint said the suspect, identified as 51-year-old Tremaine Dion Carroll, faces two charges of forcible rape and one of dissuading a witness from testifying, Fox News reported Monday, adding that he has a long criminal history. The outlet continued. One of the alleged victims of the January 30 incident is a biological female, identified as Jane Doe in court documents, who said Carroll attacked her in the shower at the Central California Women's Facility and raped her. The complaint also mentions another unidentified victim. Carroll has since been transferred to Kern Valley State Prison, a male-only facility in Delano, online records show. Women's rights activists tell Fox News Digital that Carroll, who is the public face of a campaign to support California Law SB 132, which allows transgender prisoners to be housed in a facility consistent with their gender identity, is a case in point why the law harms incarcerated women. In March, a male felon living as a woman was accused of having sex with a female prisoner in Washington state, according to Breitbart News. The suspect, identified as Brian Kim, who goes by the name Amber Faye Fox Kim, was found guilty in 2008 on two counts of aggravated first-degree murder after stabbing his father and bludgeoning and strangling his mother to death. A transgender woman, or a man living as a woman, won a $160,000 settlement in August after being misgendered by jail employees in Broome County, New York, Breitbart News reported. In 2022, a man accused of killing his family with a knife in 2016 after alleged arguments about his transgender identification was deemed a female in a Maine prison, per the outlet. According to the Fox article, Amy Ichikawa, founder and executive director of Women to Women and a former inmate who has closely followed Carroll's case, told Fox News Digital there is no history of Carroll identifying as any kind of LGBTQ+ person until SB 132 passed.